Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And I have arrived safely in Atlanta, Georgia. This is day 29 of the Dog Days Challenge. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com, or you just ask Craig. He's about 3 feet to my right.
Hey.
Yeah, we're all getting settled in. It is Wednesday night. We have not been here on a Wednesday night before. And the Wednesday is the new Thursday. It definitely is true. We saw some people making small talk on the MARTA from the airport. And I think we have recruited someone for next year for the parade to play the part of Mom from Mom's Robot Oil. She just makes the oil, or does she make the robots? I think she makes the robots.
Both.
Yeah, okay. So we've
she
got that going. My theme for the month of August is to tell you a story or word or phrase that means something to my family, my brothers and sisters, so that when we get together, we can share this story. So tonight I am talking about the safe. Going back to the Victorian home built in 1882 that I've been talking about the last few nights. And this time I'm going to talk about the safe. Now this safe is a big vault. Well, it was big when I was a kid, about the size of a small dresser. Had three doors on it. The first one was about 7 inches thick with big bolts. Had a turning combination lock that unlocked with four sets of digits. And all I remember is the last digit was 101. Honest to goodness. Maybe it was 93. I think you start on 101 and then you end on 93. I'll have to ask my brothers and sisters. Some of us had the outer door memorized. Then the inner door was just like a little quarter-inch steel thing that turned with a key. And the final inner door was much, much smaller. It only housed a capacity of about the size of a shoebox, but it was also about a 3-inch door, with a 5-digit combination lock, and I haven't a clue what that combination was. So the outside had a beautiful painting on it. It was a little chipped up by the time we got there. I saw it more recently. I think it was 2015. It was a lot more chipped up. A nice little scene of a river. And water flowing around a rock. And I always try to imagine what was outside of the frame of what you could see. I did that a lot on scenic pictures. Like, what else is going on if you were to get in that picture and look to your right, look to your left, look back at the painter's perspective? What would you see if you were in those? So this was made by the Halls Safe Company. And I've seen similar safes that rest on legs, almost like a chest of drawers or, a raised bathtub, something like that, had feet. But I have never seen one set into the house like this. Above the safe was a small area for our fuse panel. Well, the Halls Safe Company had two patents on their safe. One of them, I do not remember. The other was October 29th, 1867. And we moved into our house on Ridge Street exactly 100 years to the day after that patent date. So I thought that was kind of cool. So that's the story of our safe. Short one tonight because we got more to do. It's getting more and more challenging to do these now that I'm actually talking to a lot of these people face to face. Again, safe trip in, had a great time. A dinner at the airport. We are now here with Craig and his son Harrison. I can hear dice rolling out in the other room. We've got ourselves the embassy suite, so we've got a front area and a back area. The party lights are up. The chargers are plugged in, and everybody's ready to go. I look forward to seeing the rest of you on Thursday. Until then, safe travels, take care, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Oh, I forgot to say, if you want to find out more about me, you can go to chucktomasi.com. Hopefully you found this entertaining, if not a little educational. And now I can say I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Take care. Bye.